I'm going to go back to the question of core binding factor therapy because that actually drives what we do as well. There are studies looking at the drug gemtuzumab ozogamicin. The name is a bit of a mouthful. So I'm just going to call that GO, gemtuzumab ozogamicin. And GO is not a new drug because it was approved around 2000 and was briefly on the market and then withdrawn out of some toxicity concerns, but then more recently reapproved based on a larger evidence base of comparison studies, mostly done in Europe, where the drug was added to frontline induction therapy. And in that setting, did show an improvement in overall survival for patients with intermediate or favorable risk karyotypes. There was no benefit shown in the unfavorable risk karyotypes. So we're not using the drug in adverse risk disease. And at our center, we're trying not to use the drug in patients that we're looking to take right to transplant because there has been some concern that if you go to transplant soon after exposure to GO, it can increase the risk of hepatic complications. And VOD has been an issue with that drug, particularly if you go to transplant soon after receiving it. But if you look at the outcome of the patients who have a non-adverse karyotype, again, intermediate risk and favorable risk, there's a survival benefit for giving GO. It's small in the intermediate risk group. It's not small in the favorable risk group. So if we look at the outcome of patients with core binding factor translocation, there was a 20% improvement in overall survival in this group that was associated with the use of GO frontline. That's a big improvement in a group that we already think of as being chemosensitive and a group that we're not generally going to take to transplant. So we seek out the presence of an A21 translocation or an inversion 16 to say, that's somebody that I want to treat with GO frontline. I give 7 and 3 in GO to anybody who has that who's fit for induction. And we've seen the best outcomes with that approach.